This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, welcome to the Monday night edition of your favorite radio call-in talk program, Free Talk Live.
It's a little presumptuous, isn't it?
Okay, sure. I appreciate you calling it as you see it.
The show to which you are listening.
Well, I mean, at this point in space and time, if you're listening, it's probably your favorite.
We hope so.
I mean, we haven't really done anything to make it anybody's unfavorite yet. Don't worry, we will. If history has taught us anything. Our toll-free number, if you would like to join the conversation, is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And it's Ian.
And we've got all sorts of fun things to talk about tonight. I wanted to kick things off with a little bit of information, if you will, out of San Francisco. Now, we know that the West Coast, San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, are amongst the most locked down areas in the United States, as far as, you know, the governor's mandates and, you know, what they can and can't do. And we've done a lot of coverage on some of the minutiae of some of the stuff that you can't do sort of in the Bay Area, you know, with regards to Thanksgiving and Christmas and how many you can or can't have at your shindig, and you can only associate with people from one other household and all this craziness.
Yeah, dating restrictions now.
Yeah. So I thought we'd turn away from some of the minutiae a little bit and just talk about death.
All right, then.
A little bit. Because according to this article from the Free Thought Project, in heavily locked down San Francisco, 360% more people died from overdoses than from COVID-19.
Now, is that more than would have died in the previous period, like in 2019, from overdoses?
According to the article, it's a huge jump.
Okay. Because I imagine there's quite a few overdoses in San Francisco normally.
There are.
Yeah.
Yes. They're, you know, big city, yep. Lots of drugs. I know.
Lots of bums.
In fact, the the picture for this particular article is a guy laying down in a mask with his eyes closed, holding a needle, which I assume is supposed to invoke images of heroin overdose in your head.
Yes.
Instead of sugar plums. Having lived in...
Can you get high on sugar plums? Cause, you know.
I mean, you know, if you probably don't eat sugar for a while and then eat, you know...
I've never had a sugar plum. What is
that? I mean,
that?
What's the difference between a plum and a sugar plum?
I like plums.
You take a bite out of it, put some sugar on it, and then...
I mean, plums are sweet enough as is, so is a sugar plum a special type of plum? I honestly never seen it.
I'm not a sugar plum horticulturalist. Yeah. Horticulturalist? If I can spit that word out, probably not. At any rate, San Francisco, California, stay home, save lives. This is the mantra many Californians have repeated and lived by for the last 10 months as their governor instituted some of the most draconian measures in the country, watching their economy turn to shambles as thousands of businesses close their doors forever is making some folks grow weary of the COVID-19 lockdowns, and rightfully so.
Thousands of businesses in San Francisco alone.
Right, yes. Not to mention hundreds and thousands, if not millions, across the area known as the United States. Earlier this month, the city of San Francisco issued an order shutting down outside play for kids at playgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, even dating is banned unless it's done masked outside and kiss-free. There was a comedian, an Asian guy. His name was Henry Cho.
Okay.
But he was from, like, Texas. and he had a deep voice, so he sounded like this.
Did he wear a cowboy hat?
I never saw him wear a cowboy hat, but, you know, to hear him speak was funny because he'd get up on stage and you don't expect to hear, how y'all doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so anyway, he did a bit about how when women say the same thing twice, it means something different.
Huh.
You know, like, was it a date? You know, like, yeah, it was a date. And so he went on to say, you know, yeah, it was a date. I spent money, and I didn't even get a kiss. Boy, was I pissed, right? So, yeah, now you can't even get a kiss at the end of your date in San Francisco, apparently. At least legally.
If your date's a loser.
At least legally, right? Like, so, you know, if you're going for the public display of affection, right. You know, you may be harassed by men with guns and shiny badges.
If my date doesn't want to do an illegal kiss, I'm not interested.
Right?
You know?
Yeah. First date
right,
etiquette, right?
For me.
Yeah, it's a little different than third date etiquette. But we don't have to talk about that.
By the way, a sugar plum is, I had no idea, it is a piece of hard candy made of hardened sugar in a small round or oval shape, because apparently the term plum doesn't always mean a fruit. It could also refer to something with a small size and in a spherical or oval shape. So it's just a round sugar candy.
No fruit necessary.
Yeah.
Well, we've learned something new
there
here
you
tonight.
Go. I feel this like, goes way back. This is an old term.
I feel like we're in an episode of South Park. You know, I learned something tonight.
Without the profanity.
Hell yeah. Anyway, according to the order, residents of San Francisco can meet with one other person who doesn't live with you, quote unquote, to take a walk or, quote, hang out in the park, unquote, or play low-contact sports such as golf, tennis, pickleball, bocce ball, etc.
Or boot some heroin.
However, well, or some heroin. Is that a low contact sport? I don't know. It says, however, couples cannot share their equipment.
Oh, we can't have that. No sharing allowed. Wait, isn't this San Francisco? Isn't that like, you know, the home of communism in the United States or something like that? And now they're against sharing?
Yeah. You know, it's our set of golf clubs, right? No, you must have your own. It's utterly ridiculous, the article continues.
Yes, it is.
Countless San Franciscan businesses have closed their doors forever, and the city, whose population is near 900,000, has seen less than 200 coronavirus deaths since the beginning of the pandemic, 173 to be exact. And while folks are not dying from COVID-19 very often in the San Francisco area, there is definitely a spike in deaths, and it is staggering. A record 621 people as of December 19th have died of drug overdoses in San Francisco. That is 360% more deaths than COVID-19.
Look, Captain, if we've got to kill 621 people to save one innocent life,
it's all worthwhile.
Then it's okay.
Yep. You've got me. It's all okay, I guess.
Because that's how these people, the people who are like COVID crazy, that's how they actually believe. They don't think that drug overdose people matter. They don't think that those lives actually matter. They are only concerned with people who randomly, you know, catch COVID. And if you've killed yourself, if you're a suicide, if you have overdosed or whatever, they just don't care.
Well, apparently it takes a lot of work to catch COVID, so I can see how those people would be considered extra special, because, you know, I've certainly made no effort to avoid it, and here I am, all healthy.
Well, it's possible that you've already had it.
Or you...
And you stayed healthy.
Right. Many people who get it, in theory, show no symptoms ever.
Do all the people who get it in theory? Maybe that's it.
I think many
because
people
it, you know,
don't get it.
Things can only kill you if you get them in practice.
I think many people don't get it in theory.
Ah. In theory, there's no difference between theory and practice, but in practice there generally is.
That's right. Why do they call it practice anyway?
Because they don't have it right yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly for doctors. They kill more people than COVID every single year.
That's true.
Yep.
So as people lose their jobs, are forced to socially isolate, told to stay in their home by government, and face eviction thanks to the lockdowns, they often slip into a deep depression, turning to substance abuse or suicide as a way out. Even more.
I don't know. I'd have to take a politician with me.
Right. Even more startling is that according to KTVU, the deaths from overdose could have been far higher if 300 or if 3,000 people didn't have their lives saved by Narcan this year. So. And we'll talk more, of course, about the numbers and how the deaths compare to year over year for drug overdose. But more deaths from overdose than from COVID.
Surprise?
We got more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We'll be right back.
Talk Live. Elmo Fudd, yeah. I do a horrible emotion, Elmer Fudd. Yes, it's Captain Kick-Ass here.
Didn't they retire that character?
Elmer Fudd?
Or they made it so he couldn't have a gun anymore?
Yeah, they disarmed the poor bastard.
They took his gun away?
Yeah.
What's he going to do during duck season?
I don't know. He's completely helpless, even with it, against that wascally wabbit. And now he's unarmed, facing that beast alone.
I don't think I've ever felt sorry for a cartoon character until just now. Right? This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE. As in freedom, in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nobody.
It's Ian.
And we are going to continue talking about the incredibly high rate of death, no pun intended, from overdose in the San Francisco area. That is over 300% more than COVID deaths. In just a bit, but I wanted to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information. It's a virtual cornucopia. I've looked. There's not an actual, like, picture of a cornucopia that you click on.
Even a picture of a cornucopia would be a virtual cornucopia.
Much to my
thing that looked like a cornucopia but was not one.
Much to my chagrin, the expected cornucopia does not exist. However, there is a whole bunch of information neatly organized by your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information.
Cornucopiae actually make lousy filing systems anyway.
That's good to know. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines of all of the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all of the latest cryptocurrency news on a slick and easy-to-use website. Visit bitcoin.com. And before we continue on this article, let's go to Scott. In Florida, Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Merry Christmas, gentlemen. Happy New Year. I wish I could say...
And a happy Hanukkah to you.
Yes, I don't celebrate it, but anyway, thank you anyway.
No menorah?
And I appreciate you meant well. You're right. They don't talk about suicides. What about all the meth deaths? Meth deaths. You don't hear about them.
Duck drop.
All they want to focus on is COVID, and all the other deaths are absolutely irrelevant. They really are a bunch of hypocrites. They really are. And I'm going to tell you something, gentlemen. Do you ever hear the term face diaper?
Oh, yeah.
I wrote a song called Face Diaper, actually. You can find it at lordkickass.com.
I was in the elevator the other day, and I didn't have my mask on. And then the woman screamed at me. She says, I'm getting out of this elevator until you put your mask on right away. And I went in my pocket, and I said, all right, I'll put on my face diaper.
Yep.
And she says, what, face diaper? I says, you never heard of the term a face diaper? She said, no. I says, well, now you have. I said to her, you know what? Face diaper is not going to save America. And she got out and gave me an angry look. You know, let me tell you something. Tonight I want to talk about the $900 billion stimulus bill, which is a joke.
What, you mean the $600 for the regular people and the $700 billion for everybody else?
Yeah. Not
wow. You mean the corporation.
They're doing it again.
$600, gentlemen.
Can you repeat that, Scott? Go ahead.
I'm asking you, what can you do with $600?
Not much these days.
Put it into Bitcoin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought Bitcoin with it. That's what I did with every other dollar I've laid my hands on.
I could probably get new tires for my car. I could probably buy a nice used guitar. That's really all that I can think of.
There's only one thing to do with dollars. Yeet them.
Yeah.
Yeet. Bitcoin, gold, silver, oregano, weeds,
parsley.
Doesn't matter. Yeet those dollars.
That's good advice.
I agree.
Go ahead, Scott.
I want to let your listeners know something. The stock market, I'll be very happy. I want your listeners to hear this. I won't be very happy when the U.S. government collapses. And someone may say, how could you say that? The U.S. government is so evil, it will collapse upon its own weight. When I mean evil, I don't know where to begin. Monitoring our comings and goings, eavesdropping on citizens, fighting unnecessary wars. We have our nose in every country in the world.
Yep, empire building.
Around the world. Oh. I hate the United States government, but there's good news. It will. It's not if it will collapse, but when it will collapse. And it will collapse. Phony fiat currency will collapse. It will collapse these politicians that do nothing for us. It will happen, especially when the American people are starving, living in tents, 100 million of them under bridges, and they wake up one day and say, we've been screwed. We have nothing. And then wow. They will take up their arms and, yep. and overthrow this U.S. government.
Well, I don't know. I don't have much faith in the, quote, people, unquote, taking up arms, doing much of anything. Most of them can't get up off their frickin' couch long enough to, do anything of any significance other than try and feel as safe as they possibly can or comfortable as they possibly can. So
that's because they all overdosed on heroin.
Well, not all of them.
So how will this nightmare be rectified, gentlemen? How is this cannot go on the way it is. Are you saying that we're just going to become slaves to them?
Well, we already were slaves to them. I mean, for the most part, it's just the slavery is becoming more just clear, I think, at least to people like us. But like you said, Scott, it may take a while before the average person realizes the extent to which they've been screwed. And we've got a long way to go. If you look at how bad it is in Venezuela and how far things have just gone down the drain in that country, and that fat bastard is still in charge over there. Nicolas Maduro still riding high on whatever scraps of wealth the country has left. He's still well-fed. He hasn't lost any weight, but the people of Venezuela have been losing weight year over year on average.
It was a big scandal there because he pulled out a chimichanga in the middle of a speech or some sort of food, and everybody had a conniption fit because they were all hungry.
I would like to remind all of our listeners, though, anybody listening to this show, that not one politician or government worker that I'm aware of has lost their job or been deemed non-essential or gone hungry or had trouble paying their rent or their bills. Not a one of them. I just want to remind everybody of that.
I want to ask you a question. Where's the outrage in this country? Where is, like in the 60s, why don't people go to Washington with signs saying, we have no money, we can't afford our rent, we're living under a bridge, we have no money.
If you can't afford your rent, you can't afford to go to Washington. Yeah. I mean,
well, and
it costs a lot of money.
The outrage only happens when somebody's favorite TV show gets canceled or some media television program tells people to be outraged
about
something.
Right, and when has it ever changed anything?
Doing fine.
When has it changed anything to go to Washington, D.C. with signs? That is not,
Mr. Smith went to Washington, and he changed.
How's he doing
things
now?
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Scott. We appreciate it.
That was in the 50s and 40s.
Yeah, change from the people, I don't know, until they're forced into it, it's probably not going to happen. The best you can do is consider moving to where like-minded people are, like New Hampshire, for example, if you love liberty and freedom. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Sounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It could be a very long night as lawmakers scramble to complete work on a coronavirus relief bill and measure funding for the federal government into the next year. The roughly $900 billion coronavirus relief bill is more than 5,000 pages long. Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, is a fan of the bill, but he reminds everyone on Fox News,
"There is no money, Ferry. We don't have this money. We only have 5% of it. Sandra, we had to borrow. It's real help. Will it be enough? I think it will be, but we're just going to have to wait and see."
Democrat Representative Tulsi Gabbard says younger Congress members should not cut in line for the COVID-19 immunization before those most vulnerable. Gabbard saying she'll hold off on getting the vaccine until more at-risk people have been given the shot. You're listening to USA Radio News. A strong winter storm is expected to sweep across the United States this Christmas week. The National Weather Service saying a severe weather system will move from the northwest toward the central United States by Wednesday, bringing snow, thunderstorms, and heavy rain that may cause flooding to some regions. Avalanche warnings have been issued from Oregon to Montana for the next couple days. Meteorologists saying the storm will intensify and hit the East Coast by Christmas Eve and say temperatures will be below zero, as will wind chills. Police and military officials are searching for answers in the death of a soldier in upstate New York.
The U.S. Army confirmed on Sunday the death of Corporal Hayden Harris. The 20-year-old soldier went missing from Fort Drum in upstate New York last week, noting that foul play is suspected. It's being reported Harris's body was found in a remote part of northern New Jersey, and that local authorities said a fellow soldier was arrested in connection with his death. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Thanks for tuning in and listening. This is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything you would like. You can talk about stuff we've been talking about. You can talk about stuff we've talked about before, stuff you think we should be talking about that we're not talking about, or whatever is on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nobody.
And it's Ian.
We've been talking about this article from the Free Thought Project that tells us that the rate of drug overdoses in San Francisco is 360% more than deaths from COVID.
Wow.
Even more startling is that according to KTVU, the deaths from overdose could have been far higher if 3,000 people didn't have their lives saved by Narcan this year. So far this year, partially thanks to the draconian measures handed down by authoritarians under the guise of stopping the spread, overdoses have skyrocketed over last year's numbers by 50%.
So the government finally figured out how to win the war on drugs. Don't throw people in prison. Just lock them up in their houses till they die.
Well, and I've been saying this all along, that, you know, they got out of having to foot the bill to build more prisons, because we know that more people are imprisoned in the United States than were ever imprisoned in the gulags of Russia. And, in fact, more people are in prison in the United States than anywhere else on planet Earth. We have the most prisoners, period.
Wow. Although, a lot more people would have accumulated in the Russian gulags if they didn't, you know, die after, like, 6 months.
Mm. Correct. But at the same time, my point is that the United States figured out they didn't have to foot the bill to build more prisons to keep imprisoning people. What they could do is they could just turn your homes, your apartments, your houses, your mobile homes, whatever you're living in, into the prison itself.
Turns
by
out
locking you down.
Will keep themselves there. I mean, they didn't lock anybody down. There's not like an armed guard outside of their front door. They're just there by voluntary choice.
Well, they're using the term lockdown.
True.
In all of their media and publications, so people have this.
It does sound
image.
Like a prison.
It's a psychological trick that they play on people.
No doubt.
Oh, we're locked down. Oh, that means in prison they close the doors and keep you in until they open the doors and let you out again.
That's what it means.
Well, I've pretty much ignored the whole thing since. You know, except for occasionally I'll go out and, you know, get pissy on the governor's lawn. But other than
that,
you know, I pretty much, you know, haven't paid any attention to the bloody thing. And the disease hasn't gotten me. The cops haven't gotten me. Nothing's gotten me. As apocalypse go, is that the plural of apocalypse?
Apocalypses?
Apocalypses. Oh, wow.
That sounds like
be a new kind of music, apocalypto.
Oh, I was thinking it would be like
or
a new...
apocalypso.
We could create a new religion and we would worship apocalypses.
Apocalypses? Uh-huh. And then there's always Humiditus, Greek god of bad hair days.
Humiditus. And also, you know, sweat in your crevices.
Yes.
Humiditas. The article continues.
Crevice sweat has to have some representation.
Uneven junk powder distribution. That's the name of one of my songs that I wrote for a fictitious band called the Dark Pumpkin Spice Lords.
Did they give you a fictitious paycheck for that?
No, they didn't even go that far.
Wow.
No, they were just like, no virtual or fictitious paycheck.
Well, whatsoever. I wouldn't let them fictitiously sing my song then.
Well, I could have done that, but then there would be no song, because not only did I sing it, I also played the guitar and the drums on it. I also recorded it.
Oh, so you're the cheapskate who didn't pay you.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I decided to really screw myself so I could feel like I was in the music industry. By the way, if you have friends or family members that, you know, are in, you know, like a not professional band or a local band or an indie band or something like that, do them a favor and send them a text, you know, sometime in the next, you know, before the holidays are over anyway, and just say something like, hey, can I get on the list? Or something like, I'm really busy. I'm out of town this weekend. And I can't make it to your show. Just help the musicians feel like it's a little more
normal.
Yeah, you know.
Or even better, text them and tell them you found a warehouse to rent, and you're going to fill it up with 150 people and their band. There's got to be a lot of desperate people out there with warehouses with no wares to put in them.
Yep.
Yeah, no.
You would think.
And there's a just dying for a few hundred dollars because they let some crazy rock and roll band play.
Indeed.
I was looking for something, you know, that sounded good there, and I had.
Well, there is a lot of commercial real estate on the marketplace. So from what I understand, there's a lot of people buying up residential homes in certain areas, like leaving the cities and coming to places like Keene, New Hampshire, and buying up all the residentials. But with all the people working from home, lots of businesses are canceling their leases and they're leaving commercial property. So there's a huge availability of it out there.
Well, and then with lots of businesses going bankrupt, they're also leaving their commercial properties.
Yeah.
Well, and as these businesses leave these commercial properties, there's, I believe they're called cottage industries. This is where industries pop up around other industries, right? So you have these industrial parks where lots of businesses kind of are congregated in the same area. You'll get like service industry that pops up around that, you know, coffee shops and, you know, sandwich places and restaurants and bars and that kind of a thing. So the people who were positioned for success around these commercial properties are anything but successful at this point with everybody working from home.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're probably out of business.
And actually, cottage industry refers to people who work out of their homes.
Does it really?
Yeah. Yeah, like if you run a little agorist deal out of your house, that's like a cottage
industry. That's a cottage industry?
Hmm.
So my music is a cottage industry, is what you're saying.
I
mainly do it all.
Well, if you don't get booked anywhere, it is.
All right, we'll continue.
It is this year.
We'll continue on talking about the deaths by overdose in San Francisco being way higher, 360% higher than deaths from the COVID. But first,
they're overdosing on government.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Steve in Connecticut. Steve. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Captain, Ian, and Nobody, how are you?
We're good.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Nobody could be better.
Hey, so today there was a report in one of the Connecticut fake news, newspaper, media outlet, saying that someone died of COVID pneumonia.
COVID pneumonia.
It was like, what? COVID pneumonia. So I'm wondering if these people out in the Bay Area are dying of overdoses or COVID overdoses.
Oh, maybe they're COVID-oses.
Maybe it's a COVID-ose.
It could be a COVID-ose. Well, if the good news is, if they die of an antibody of an overdose, but they have COVID antibodies, then maybe they'll be listed as having died of COVID.
Mm. Right.
There were guys who got shot in the head listed as dying from COVID last week.
That's true.
They had the antibodies, so that must have killed them. It was just big bullet-shaped COVID.
Exactly. You can just put COVID-anything on the death certificate, and it's COVID-related. So I saw that today, COVID pneumonia. So I was wondering if the Bay Area, if it was COVID overdose. Or just regular.
It's probably actually mask pneumonia. They're having a big increase in bacterial pneumonia because of all the idiots wearing masks.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Yeah, if I go out and get into a car accident and die, and I've got, you know, the COVID antibodies in me, it'll be chalked up to COVID, I'm sure. 855-450-3733 is our number. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. If you'd like to join us, we'll get to more of your calls and thoughts in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nobody.
Yeah, it's Ian.
And again, 855-450-3733. I wanted to tell you about Divvy. You've heard us talk about Divvy here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you've wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or stake Divvy so that you can begin earning Divvy right now. Ian here says setting up a Divvy masternode was super easy, and staking was even easier. Now, we're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we do think you will be impressed with your earning potential with Divvy as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DivvyProject.org and get started. You can buy Divvy at several exchanges or directly from the Divvy team. If you need help, there's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DivvyProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project.org. Do you have a masternode? Is that what you're doing?
Personally, I do not, but okay. The show slash church does.
Okay, I got you. So,
and it was easy.
Okay. Perhaps we'll talk offline about that type of thing, because I may have some interest.
Okay, sure.
But let's do what we do here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to, I believe it's Gob or Gob or...
Oh, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. Okay. So, gosh. So I had this, and this isn't often for me, so I'm kind of like, I suppose this has affected me a little bit, because it's that I have like a kind of hostile confrontation in public. Mm-hmm. But my flat, my apartment that I live in, it's having some work done on it. It's not in a great condition to stay in. So okay. I thought I would check into a motel. So I showed up. So when I was booking it on the internet, they've got a couple of reasons for the reason, like the reason that you give to staying, like work or leisure. And there was another option. And like my circumstances, it didn't really fit any of the options. So I just clicked leisure. So I showed up at the hotel and they said, can we ask why you're staying, please? And I said, here's the thing. I also have a friend who lives in that town. The reason why I chose that town is because I have a friend there. The reason why I needed to stay in a hotel in the first place is because my flat isn't in a good condition to live in.
Okay.
So they asked me, why am I staying there? I said, I've in town visiting a friend. They said, oh, sorry, because of COVID, that's not an acceptable reason. You can't stay here.
Just sorry, that's not essential.
And I told the guy, well, hang on a second. I've traveled a really long time to get here. I've walked, like, with a heavy bag in the rain to get from the bus station to this hotel. When I booked it online, they gave me a confirmation. They said it's all good. They sent me two confirmation emails saying,
wow,
I look forward to seeing you. And they said no. And then I told them, wait, hang on a second. I'm not just here to visit a friend. The reason why I need to stay in a hotel in the first place is because I can't stay in my flat. It's in a terrible condition. But the reason why I chose my friend is the only reason why I chose this particular hotel. But staying in a hotel in the first place, that's a total necessity. That's nothing to do with leisure.
So what did they say about that?
They said it was ridiculous. It was like they didn't believe me, because the thing is, the first reason I gave was my friend. And then they said no, and then I gave them the other reason, which was basically the bigger reason. But they said, sorry, you already said you're here for leisure. Sorry.
Wow.
it was like they thought I was trying to dodge around it, like I was trying to make up another excuse.
I'm trying to think, when we were kids, what do we call it? No take backs, right? Like you'd say something.
Do they think, are they sending the cops around as sting operations to try to get the front guy at the desk at the hotel and, like, change up their reason for staying just to see if they'll let him, you know, rent the room so they can then slap the cuffs on him? I mean, what do these guys think's going to happen to him?
Think he'd be safer in the other town?
Well,
you have to be somewhere, don't you?
Exactly my point. And you know what? Here's the thing. That issue with the cops trying to get them, at first I thought maybe this is just about excusable if they're scared of the law. But then they said, you'll have to try another hotel. I said, well, hang on a second. You're telling me it's illegal. I can't try anywhere else. They said, oh, no, it's not illegal. It's just against our policy. It's against our company policy, but it's not actually illegal. Well, I said, hang on a second. What if your company policy is to let people book rooms, pay for rooms, travel a long distance, show up here, and then tell them, and then turn them away? I mean, wow. What kind of a policy is that? But
what did they say?
Crazy.
What did they say to you?
They were quite evasive. I mean, they just said, they told me it was illegal for me to travel into that town. But it wasn't. It wouldn't be illegal for them to give me the room, but it was illegal for me to travel there, which I didn't know at the time.
Lunacy.
Did you get it?
I think you should call up their like corporate office and bust their balls.
Where did you end up this night in particular?
Well, it's tonight.
This happened.
What I did was.
And the first thing you thought to do was call us.
Well, it's actually past midnight there, so it might have been a few. This might have been a few hours.
Okay,
ago.
He might have thought of a few things before that.
It is, and I called you because I'm kind of not very happy, and I knew you guys would agree that this is ridiculous. You know, I told another person here in the bus station. People here don't really agree with me. They're like, "Well, it's illegal. It was responsible for you to travel there in the first place."
Oh my god!
But, yeah, it's terrible. And the other terrible thing is...
I'm surprised they didn't call the cops on you. Sorry, go ahead with the other thing.
They didn't refund the cost of the hotel.
They didn't or did? I'm sorry.
They did.
They did, okay.
But the cost of the travel there, the bus ticket, the whole
all your wasted. Time.
And here's the worst part that I haven't even told you yet, but for exactly the same reason as this time, because my flat's in a bad condition, I stayed in that exact same hotel 1 week ago for the exact same reason. And then they allowed me to do it. And I told them, you know, I was here a week ago for the same reason. And they said no, because it was a different person at front desk. But I said, well, I was. I'm not making up.
And yeah, they should have that in their records. They should be able to look up a week ago and see who was in, you know, room 4B or whatever.
I said, look up that record, and the record will show that I was there for the same. I gave the same reasons when I showed up. And the lady was like, sorry, we have very responsible staff. Nobody would let you stay here for that reason. I said, look it up. You know, I'm not lying. Look it up.
Right.
And she was just like, she just refused to look it up.
Wow. Unbelievable. So you're sitting at the bus station right now. It's what? No. 1 in the morning? 2 in the morning? What time is it?
No, I got on the bus, traveled another 2 hours, and ended up in another town and in another random hotel.
And the random hotel took you in?
They took me in. It's a town with I came here because I thought it had a lower COVID restriction, but actually I asked them and they said it's actually got the highest COVID restriction in this town. It just so happens that they're nicer people. And I told them my story as well, and they were a bit sympathetic because I'd been traveling around all day. So they said, you could just stay. I mean, it is a necessity. I'm not here for fun. So they allowed it, yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you at least, you know, found yourself somewhere to stay for the meantime.
Someone who will actually take your money from you.
Yeah.
Right. It's incredible.
Well, we appreciate the call, Gab.
Thanks for sharing that.
Crazy
story.
That is super crazy. But
what country is he in?
That was the UK.
Yeah, in the UK. He's from England.
You can tell because he called his apartment a flat.
Yep.
It's true.
And, I mean, I can see things like this getting worse as this whole thing goes on, right? There's so much disinformation amongst people. There's so much, you know, people assume they know everything, you know, so you're going to get, like he said, it was somebody when he stayed there the first time last week, and then it was a different person this week, and they just refused to even go look at the evidence because they think they know better, you know, and so...
Well, if they had the sense to look at the evidence, they'd have the sense to know that they were in business to make money, and they might as well just rent
the
damn room because everybody's there anyway. If he's going to give you COVID, guess what? He probably already has.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy. And it just goes to show that, you know, it's not just here, it's everywhere.
Yep.
All of the governments are doing this craziness. They're, you know, putting people out of business. They're putting people out of a place to stay. They're forcing people to do things they otherwise wouldn't have to do, travel around like this guy did to, you know, try and find somewhere to sleep for the night.
The hotel industry, by the way, is in serious trouble.
Oh, financially, absolutely.
Yeah. He should have just said, I'm not here for home for fun. I'm here for
more Free Talk Live is coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.